Gildan Media, a division of Recorded Books, presents Yes, You Can Do This, How Women Start Up, Scale Up, and Build the Life They Want, by Claudia Reuter. Narrated by Colleen Marlowe. Publisher's Note: In this audio edition, you will hear references to tables and figures present in the print and ebook formats of the book. Limit of Liability Disclaimer of Warranty. While the publisher and author have used their best efforts in preparing this book, they make no representations or warranties with respect to the accuracy or completeness of the contents of this book and specifically disclaim any implied warranties of merchantability or fitness for a particular purpose. No warranty may be created or extended by sales representatives or written sales materials. The advice and strategies contained herein may not be suitable for your situation. You should consult with a professional where appropriate. Neither the publisher nor author shall be liable for any loss of profit or any other commercial damages, including but not limited to incidental, consequential, or other damages. If work, conceptualized as a career, becomes a measured line, the line often appears to be a rising one. Very often the rising career line is also, despite a residual cynicism about power, associated with a pleasant belief in the progress of the world. Even those who have refused to fit this profile know very well that they are measured against it by others who rise to the top and, from this top of the career worldview, set the prevailing standards. Arlie Hochschild, Inside the Clockwork of Male Careers. Introduction. Create the life you want by starting up. I'm sorry, but I just can't come back. I had mulled over what to say and how to say it for days. However, having the conversation with my boss was not any easier for having thought it through. I got off the call hoping I had done the right thing, as I felt a mixed range of emotions wash over me. Guilt, relief, and a touch of anxiety. I took a deep breath and walked down the hallway of my apartment and stopped to lean over the crib of my 3-month-old, who was sleeping, entirely unaware of the decision I had just made. I had agonized over childcare options for months. I wasn't entirely sure of what the right thing to do as a new parent was, but I knew I didn't want to get it wrong. All the data I could find on early childhood development pointed to the importance of an individual caregiving experience and the critical nature of the parent-child bond. I wasn't willing to risk my baby's development, so I quit my job, putting my own career at risk in the process.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?